brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
And we got another show coming for you this week. It's a pretty good one.
It's a good one.
I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, me too.
We got some crazy texts from last night.
Yeah, we do.
Just in case anyone's curious, the window in the studio is open, and it is the 4th of July.
Yep.
So there's a good chance there will be random explosions happening in the background.
Yes.
Just and saying.
Munching
warning.
Of cookies and milk.
And Cheez-Its will
yeah,
be
and
happening.
Cheez-Its, yes.
Yes. So, what do we got coming up this week? Oh, yeah, Chelsea Grin interview.
Yeah.
Chelsea the Grinnerview, if you
the
will.
The Grinnerview.
That's what I call it. Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
That's good.
So,
we got some new August Burns Red coming your way.
Yeah, some new brand new Chelsea Grin stuff coming. Brand new August Burns Red. What else do we got? Brand new Exhumed. Should be stoked. It should be
Alters?
Dope as hell. Yeah, brand new Alters. Brand new Alters.
Okay.
And then I think we're playing mostly just a bunch of stuff that's going to end up being...
Awesome?
Yes.
That sounds good to me.
Or on Summer Slaughter.
Okay, right.
Whichever.
With both?
Yeah.
So both.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty much, pretty much. and then we've got a not-so-metal track of the week tonight.
Aw, shit.
Last week we gave you a cover of the week, which was also not-so-metal.
Yep.
Kind of... covered both things.
Yeah.
And this week we've got a...
just a not-so-metal.
So yeah, some craziness coming.
Yeah.
It's pretty legit. I'm really into it right now. I made the Dusk Embrace guys listen to it all the way up to a show with me one night.
Nice.
Yeah, and they were not very happy until after the first couple times, and they were like, dude, great lyrics. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
We got some crazy texts from last night. Did I tease this already?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So, well...
but in case you're wondering, Matt is using their Twitter.
Yeah, I will be checking their Twitter, and Ben will be checking his app.
My mobile app.
The mobile application, if you will.
Application.
Application. Wouldn't, like, shouldn't iPhones require you to call them Apple-locations?
Yeah, that
like, would be think funny. About it.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I ran Apple, that's how it would be.
Yeah, word.
Just saying.
I agree. But okay. I have the Androided phone.
Yes, as do I. Ben, do we want to talk about the craziness that went on earlier today with our boring-ass family?
I don't think anything really happened. Andy didn't show
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yep.
So we go to a family barbecue for like 3 hours.
Yep.
And essentially nothing happened.
Which was kind of nice, but awkward at the same time.
Yeah.
Usually something happens.
Pretty crazy.
But it was kind of nice to be bored at a family event.
Yeah, good food. There's a snake trying to steal your milk. Ben's trying to not let that happen. She's doing a hand switch. Oh, see? Ben tried to steal the Cheez-Its. All right. All right, we're gonna have a Cheez-It brawl. We're going to go to song. Here's Advocate by Alters. Welcome back to the show. All right, you just heard the brand new Unearth.
Good
watch
stuff.
Watch it burn off of Darkness and Light.
Good shit. I like it.
Just came out, brand new. And, yeah, we got a lot of brand new stuff tonight.
That's how we roll.
Brand new Exhumed, brand new Grin.
Yep.
Although, if you're following Grin on Facebook or the YouTube or the various places, you probably have already heard this because it's kind of everywhere, but
yeah,
nonetheless, it's brand new. It's good stuff.
We got it.
We like it.
It's awesome.
I think we're going to kick some old school Dying Fetus later too.
I'm down.
I'm pretty stoked about that. All right, so what do you got coming up, boy?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. What do you got coming up?
Anything like text from last night? What are we doing that right now?
We could do that right now, I guess.
All right.
Want to?
Yeah, sure.
All right, do it. Go.
That's what we got.
You start. Give me that one that you were all hyped about a minute ago.
Oh, my God. I could not read this out loud. A minute. I'm doing this. I'm pretty sure my mom is getting nailed in the bathroom right now while I'm chaperoning. God damn it.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
That's. I've never heard my mom get nailed before.
I don't think I have either. I know I definitely don't want to.
It's a disturbing thought.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Ugh. All right, you got one?
Yeah. I don't know, but she kept buying me shots and asking me to go places with her. Oh, BTW, we're signed up to go bungee jumping on Saturday.
He had to stop fucking her halfway through to do shit. When he returned, she was still waiting for him. The joys of MDMA.
I don't know what that is. MDMA? Do we know? Should I Google it?
Google it.
All right, wait, Googling it. All right, go, give another one while I Google this.
Some drunk bitch driving a golf cart ran over the live band. It's bad.
That's pretty legit.
That's so awesome.
Oh, MDMA, ecstasy.
Oh, word. Okay.
Little did I know.
Yeah, no shit.
Sorry, I don't go to enough raves to know what the fuck ecstasy
is. Me neither.
Is. Yeah. All right, I'm trying to find where I was now. Sorry, give me 1 second.
It's all good.
Oh. You are getting a blowjob this afternoon. This has been your morning public service announcement.
Nice. I started singing the national anthem on a train in London. Happy 4th of July, assholes.
My 3 rules on what I'm wearing tonight. Something short, something see-through, and something I had sex in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just typed in random letters on his address bar. 5 out of 6, a porn site was in the drop-down list.
Wow.
Hmm.
I fed him jelly beans while he fingered me. Win-win situation.
Wow.
Oh, here's one. Where are my fucking eyebrows? It's in all caps, big exclamation point, so you had to say it that way, you know.
I was passed out on the dog bed, yelling, I understand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everyone's been there.
I don't know.
All right, I might have said this one on the show before because it looks familiar, although I might have just seen it on Twitter and then laughed my ass off in the middle of a Target, so okay. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Just picture a Dyson vacuum with razor blades. That's about how it felt.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah. That, $10 says she had braces. Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah,
$10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Confirmed. Vegetarians give terrible head.
Oh, dude, I'm looking at that one, too. Yeah. They totally don't like tube steak.
Here, this is a good one, too, for us, knowing me. Just ran 4 miles to Popeyes and back. Dedication.
That's right. Totally. Okay, I know I've read that one on the show before.
Oh, here's a good one. Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting fingered in the corner of a dive bar again. Oh, that's horrible.
Okay. Just called the bar. Hi. Is this the girl? This is the girl who kicked you out for excessive bleeding. Do you happen to have my coat?
Dude, this stripper just dry humped the settings on my phone. She earned that dollar.
You yelled, "Get to the chopper!" and burst through the screen door and disappeared into the night with her goose.
Oh, I don't think I got anything better than that.
All right, let's call it good.
All right, yeah, I think Matt got it.
Thanks for having 911 ready when I jumped off the balcony.
No.
I just saw that one at random, and it was like, gotta say it. All right, so that's text from last night. Ben using his mobile app. I was using the Twitter page. You can follow them on Twitter also, TFLN, at TFLN.
Yeah, you should probably do that.
Yeah,
because it's awesome. If you haven't already.
Absolutely. All right, so what kind of time are we at here?
I don't know.
Me either. All right, you know what?
Music?
Screw it then. Let's just go. Yeah, let's go to song.
Music.
Did I outro that last track?
Yes.
Yes, okay, just making sure. All right, here is brand new Exhumed as Hammer to Anvil.
Break it, break it.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we tried three times to restart that thing.
Yeah, we did.
And every time I hit a wrong button or did something wrong.
It was pretty funny.
Usually it's my gear I can blame it on. This time it's all my own fault.
Oh, well. So,
forgot. Got an outro song. Oh, my bad.
Okay. Matt's on that right now.
All right, so you just heard Advent by The Contortionist. Super, super stoked on The Contortionist.
Yes.
I heard about them on the Metal Speak podcast. Shout out to Metal Speak, guys. What's up? And, yeah, super good.
Totally. What else was super good? That show we went to.
Yeah, yeah. We totally didn't even talk about the Affiance and Last Chance to Reason, It Prevails show that we went to.
Yes. I think the only two bands I liked, actually, were Last Chance to Reason and Affiance. That's it.
My homies at Way of the Yeti opened that, but I don't know if you caught their set. They're really good.
No, I didn't catch their set, actually.
Yeah, they're really good. Affiance couldn't be a cooler bunch of guys, and same with Last Chance to Reason.
I went and got food instead of seeing the Way of the... My bad.
Fat instead kid. Of watching the locals.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Inner
cool.
Fat kid.
Yeah, word.
You know, it happens.
Yeah, so...
But it was a good show. I had a lot of fun.
The Affiance guys are super cool. Last Chance to Reason guys are super cool.
Yeah.
Super nerdy. By the way, I'm going to send a shout to Last Chance to Reason. If you haven't played their video game yet...
I haven't.
Go get it. Like, everybody listening, Ben, you should go... Like, it's so...
I have their
cool.
CD. Like, I bought it.
Yeah, 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 me too.
Yeah.
But that video game is pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's only, like, 2D, but, you know, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, word.
I don't own a computer, though.
Oh, yeah, 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 huh? Yeah. Lame.
Oh, well.
All right, so any great things you want to say about Affiance or Last Chance to Reason? I interviewed Last Chance to Reason at the show.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then, because I couldn't find you. I think you were probably out getting food at the time.
Yeah, probably.
So, yeah, that happens, no big deal.
I caught their set, though. Excuse me. I'm yawning again. But I caught their set, though, and as annoying as that guy's high-pitched screams were, I thought they were awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't come out as, like, live. Those screams are pretty overbearing because there's no mastering to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the record, it's not quite as pronounced, which I kind of wish it would have been right in between those two because live, it was the only thing you could hear.
Yeah.
But on the record, you can barely tell it's there. So I really wish they would have kind of brought that high pitch up just a smidge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
But nonetheless, amazing live show.
Yeah.
Their keyboardist is brutal, and by the way, uses Nord keyboards. I don't know if there's anything more metal than a Nord keyboard. It's got Nord right on it.
Yeah, word.
I mean, right?
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, Affiance, cool fucking guys.
Yeah.
Did a killer cover that we're not supposed to talk about.
Yeah.
But it was legit. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it was
Look
badass.
It up. It Prevails. Let's talk about them a little bit. This is the second time I've seen It Prevails.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're from Portland.
Yeah.
How is it that we haven't done anything with them yet?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I know they're huge in the hardcore scene.
Yeah, they're huge in the hardcore scene, but at the show, even though they're from Portland, they had the smallest crowd.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe...
That's weird.
I know they took a long hiatus for a couple years, and then the last show I saw them at also, it was like everyone was there for the opening bands, then It Prevails took stage and everyone took off, and I don't think it's anything against It Prevails necessarily. I think it's that they've been out of the scene
for so long,
for a few years, and shit has passed right by them a little bit, so they've got some recovering to do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'd be happy to have them on the show if they wanted to be on.
Yeah, totally.
And I don't see why they couldn't be. I mean, they're local, right?
Yeah, totally.
What else? What else was going on? Oh, the new August Burns Red. We got new August Burns Red coming up for you. Ben wants to talk about it,
Yes, I do. Actually, there's a contest going on Facebook right now. I entered this contest myself. My girlfriend and I were at the Hot Topic in Salem. And the contest is you take a picture of you buying the album at some CD store or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she put a funny hat on me while I took the picture. It was a pink unicorn hat. And I took the picture anyway and put it on Facebook because that's the contest. You take a picture of you buying the CD, you put it on Facebook, and you tag them in it.
So you were going for Silly Factor. Sorry, Matt's chewing on a cookie.
Yes, I'm going for Silly Fun Factor. And I think you can win like an autograph guitar and like a free ticket to their next show or whatever. Something like that. I was down. I just heard August Burns Red contest and was totally down.
All right. So do you want to send a like a help request out to our listeners?
Yes, you guys should totally do that.
All right, go find Ben on Facebook.
Do it.
The link is at the website alloypodcast.com.
Yep.
Head over there. Everybody go find that picture. Make it your profile picture, okay? Is it your profile picture right now?
I don't know, but I can make it that way.
Okay, make it your profile picture.
Okay.
Everybody head over there and hit like on that picture.
Do it.
That way August Burns Red sees that there's a lot of likes on that one.
I'm working on that right now.
All right. So Ben's going to make that his profile picture.
Yep.
Everybody head over there. Check it out. Ben does not have a URL on Facebook yet.
No, I do not.
For some reason or another.
It's
like .com/... pages -39-digit number.
Yeah, something like that.
-profile? And so, you know, I don't know. It's some crazy fucking URL.
Yeah.
But you can find the link at alloypodcast.com. Look at the very bottom of the show notes. There will be social links to both Ben and myself.
Totally. But here's the picture.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right. It's such a sick picture. Actually, the one she sent me when she took the picture, you were being way more...
Yes, that face.
You had your brutal poop face on. Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's brutal poop. So
yeah.
Brutal poop face.
Metal.
All right. You think we need to go to music now?
Yeah, I'd say we can go to music.
All right, this is our not so metal track. It's Nicki Minaj featuring Eminem, Roman's Revenge.
Brutal.
See me in that new thing, bums is gagging. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Rah, rah, like a dungeon dragon. I'm starting to feel like a dungeon dragon. Look at my show footage, how these girls be spazzing. So fuck I look like getting back to a has-been. Yeah, I said it, has-been. Hang it up, flat screen. Plasma, hey Nikki, asthma. I got the pumps, it ain't got medicine. I got bars. I'm a bad bitch, I'm a cunt, and I'll kick that hoe, punt, force trauma, blunt, you play the back, bitch, I'm in the front, you need a job, this ain't cutting it, Nicki Minaj is who you ain't fucking with, you little fragabot beat you with a padlock, I am a movie, camera block, you out of work, I know it's tough, but enough is enough.
Like a dungeon dragon, 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 like a dungeon dragon.
I ain't no S&M, but my whip's off the chain. A little drop of candy paint rips off the frame. Twisted ass mind, got a pencil for a brain, and a razor for a head, fucking pencil for a frame. You don't like it, then peel off, bitch. Every last woman on earth I'll kill off, and I still wouldn't fuck you, slut, so wipe the smile on your grill off. I swear to God, I'll piss a Happy Meal off. Get the wheels turning, spin a wheel off. Snap the axle in half, bust the tie rod. Quit hollering, why God? He ain't got shit to do with it. Bygones, I'll never be bygones. The world ain't finished swallowing my wad. I ain't finished blowing it. Nice bra, hope it'll fit a tough titty, bitch. Life's hard, I swear to God, life is a dumb blonde white bra with fake tits and a bad tie top. Just spit in my fucking face and call me a fucking tightwad. So finally I broke down and bought her an iPod and caught her stealing my music. So I tied her arms and legs to the bed, set up the camera, and pissed twice on a look. Two peas in a tripod. The moral to the story is life's treating you like dry side, kick it back in his face. My God, it's Shady and Nicki Minaj. You might find a sight quite odd, but don't ask why, bitch.
That's why not.
The world is my punching bag, and if I'm garbage, you're a bunch of maggots. Make that face go on, scrunch it up at me. Show me the target so I can lunge and attack it like a dungeon dragon. You fell off, they must have pumped your wagon. You must have went off the back. I'm about to go off the deep and told you to stay in your lane. You just jumped in traffic.
Is it the thanks that I get for putting you bitches on? Is it my fault that all of you bitches gone? Should have sent a thank you note, you little hoe. Now I'ma wrap your coffin with a bow.
Nicki, she just mad cause you took the spot.
Word that bitch mad cause I took the spot. Well, bitch, if you ain't shitting, then get off the pot. Got some niggas out in Brooklyn that'll off your top. I hear them mumbling, I hear the cackling. I got them scared, shook, panicking. Overseas, church, Vatican. You at a stand, still, mannequin. You wanna sleep on me? Overnight? I'm the motherfucking boss, overwrite. And when I pull up, vroom, motorbike. Now all my niggas get buck, overbite. I see them dusty ass felines, Levi's, raggedy ass, holes in your knee highs. I call it play. Now do you see what?
calling me Manning Eli.
All you little faggots can suck it. No homo, but I'ma stick it to him like refrigerator magazine. I'm crooked enough to make straight jackets, bitch. Yeah, look who's back again, bitch. Keep acting as if you have the same passion I have. Yeah, right, still hungry, my ass. You ass-nicks had gastric bypass. Ain't hot enough to set fire to dry grass. About as violent as hair on eyelids.
Farmers!
Don't take a flying leap of faith off a fucking balcony for a supple falcon wing up your fly ass. You know what time it is to why ass. When Sadie and Nikki's world's clashing.
White glass, white trash.
Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon. Like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon, like a dungeon dragon.
Roman, Roman, stop it, stop it, you've gone mad, mad, I tell you, mad.
Welcome back to the Alloy Podcast. So that was Empire.
Yes.
By August Burns Red. Ben, do you want to talk about that record a little bit? Because I know you've had it longer than I have.
I went out and bought a new Hot Topic, like I was saying during the last talk break, and I like it. I like it a lot. It's very like their album Messengers, which is my favorite album by them.
And as I understand, their most popular album by from anybody.
Yeah, they had an album before that, which I thought was pretty good. I forget the name of it.
Awesome Awesomeness.
Yeah, Awesome Awesomeness.
What was the name of the record?
The one after Messengers, I was not happy with at all.
Really?
It's called It's In My Car, damn it. There's so much we have to remember. It's hard for me. I can't remember what it's called.
It doesn't matter, whatever.
Yeah, but this one, Leveler, is badass. They got really good lyrics. I've caught myself reading through it already. And they found a way to record their 808 drops really good. And I'm pretty happy about that.
They probably don't record them at all. They probably just throw them in post-production.
Probably.
That'd be a good way to do it.
Yeah. Anyway. As long as you do them live, you know.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So what else are we going to talk about this show, man? We don't have a lot going on, do we?
Yeah, we talked about shows or next month's shows already on the last show.
I know. I don't know why we did that.
I don't know.
Probably because we didn't have a shit to talk about then either.
Yeah, probably. Bid's tired.
Yeah.
Took a Benadryl.
It happens.
Dragging me down. And I'm all out right. of milk. Damn it.
So let's talk about, I guess, we talked about Summer Slaughter kind of barely.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it some more, because I've been looking at the poster some more.
Okay.
And I've been a little worried that I was going to be able to make the show, mainly because I have a vacation
right
before that.
Yeah.
And it's actually 23rd. The day I come back from vacation, so that's going to be a rough day for me, but
yeah.
Nonetheless. So I've been kind of checking to make sure that I was going to be able to make the show. Excuse me. And was looking at the lineup again. Sorry, I'm pulling it up on Facebook right now.
Yeah, Matt's working on that right now. ASAP.
Yeah. All right, so what we got is Power Glove is going to be there.
Power Glove? Who's
and
that?
And they, like, take video game songs and turn them into metal ballads.
Hmm.
Let's see, hold on, I'll see if I can dig up their...
dig something up.
Yeah. I know we can play a little something. Sorry, Facebook is being really slow for me tonight. I don't know if it's being that way for anybody else, but... All right, so...
Yeah, it is for me, too.
An error occurred.
That's Facebook for you.
Yep. No, what just happened? Something broke again.
Oh, goddammit. What song was that?
That is, I'm going to refresh this page. Maybe that'll fix it. It's supposed to be playing the Transformers theme.
Nice. That's pretty badass.
There we go.
I'm going to go see that.
We're going to let this run for just a minute.
Okay. Yeah, that reminds me of something else that August Burns Red did, actually. If you YouTube it, I think it's August Burns Red did a metal cover of... I forget the name of the Christmas song. They did, it's like called like For the Bells or something like that.
Okay.
And it was pretty badass, actually. It's all blast beaty and fast, and it's awesome.
Silver Bells?
Yeah, that might be it. For the Bells. Or something like that by August Burns Red.
Hmm.
Speaking of August Burns Red, yeah, they did a pretty good job on that. And believe it or not, I found that song on my Pandora.
Really?
Of all places. Yeah, on my phone while I was out running one day.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
I was like, holy shit, Pandora of all places. I find new metal on Pandora? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
That's
Pandora's pretty good for metal, though.
Yeah, they're all right.
All right, so anyway, back at this. The new Power Glove is going to be playing Within the Ruins, Flesh God Apocalypse, who I haven't really heard a lot out of. Oceano, As Blood Runs Black, Dying Fetus, 6 Feet Under, Darkest Hour, Whitechapel, Black Dahlia Murder.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lineup.
A much sicker lineup than we gave him credit for in the last one.
Yes.
So, my bad.
Oh, well, happens. My bad.
Flesh God Apocalypse, I don't really know a lot about them.
Me neither.
Within the Ruins, of course, we know a lot about.
Yes.
Because I'm hoping to have a Within the Ruins interview
that would be to go up.
And a As Blood Runs Black interview that I did as well.
Yeah.
Both of those should be going up right before the Summer Slaughter show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm really waiting for Born of Osiris to come back through again because I have a Born of Osiris interview I'd like to air at some point.
Nice.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's Summer Slaughter. It's looking to be pretty sick. Fucking I'm stoked to see my Within the Ruins homies again. Maybe make some new friends.
Totally.
With the Oceano guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to give His Blood Runs Black some shit, though.
Oh, why?
If they're listening. All right.
Why, what's up?
They were talking mad shit about how awesome the Lakers are. Because at the time that I was talking to him, it was pre playoffs. And they were dogging my Blazers.
Oh.
And talking mad shit about how awesome
Who is Kobe this again?
And the Lakers are. This was As Blood Runs Black.
Who's that?
Oh, snap.
Who's never heard of them?
Oh, snap.
They must suck. Because I've never heard of you guys.
We're just playing. We're just playing.
You don't matter.
It's Oh, my goodness.
Fucking hate the Lakers.
Yeah.
Go Blazers.
Unless the antagonist is listening. If the antagonist is listening, then we're Laker fans. Because those guys are Laker fans, but are very cordial.
Who are they?
Hey, now. Hey, now. I got one of my favorite band shirts from those guys.
I know. But that's probably every guy who's ever bought that band shirt. That's probably their favorite band shirt.
Or seen that band shirt.
Yes.
Not even bought it. They don't even have to wear it. They just see it on me.
Right.
And go, that shirt's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we've been going too long, haven't we?
All right, music.
All right, here's some music. We're going to play some, speaking of Within the Ruins, and speaking of Dying Fetus, here is Crossbuster by Within the Ruins, followed by Born in Sodom by Dying Fetus.
Yeah.
So you just heard Born in Sodom by Dying Fetus. And now this is just a quick note. We're going to throw to the Chelsea Grin interview that I did a little while back. And we're going to follow that up with My Damnation, the brand new Chelsea Grin song, followed by Carlito's Way by Upon a Burning Body. See you next week. Welcome to the welcome back to the show. This is Matt.
Jordan.
And we're hanging out in a loud van because it's raining very hard. With Chelsea Grin. Guys, can you make some noise for the listeners?
What's up?
That's perfect. So, how's the tour going for you so far?
It's been going fantastic. Sick.
All the shows have been sold out or close to sold out, and it's just been fun. It's been a good time.
I know this one sold out this morning.
Hell yeah.
And I got some homies that are awfully mad about that, but that would be their problem.
Shabbat tickets.
Yep.
Gotta be quick.
So, anyone on tour that you're specifically enjoying being around a lot?
I don't know. I mean, all the dudes are cool. Yeah, everyone's cool. Like, it's been a big hangout session, really.
Yeah.
Which is no different from any other tour, you know.
Right on. Well, I interviewed Cephalic Carnage a while back, and I was like, is there anyone you're pretty much same question. They're like, not Carnifex. And I'm like, ow. Like, wow, okay. Like, that was pretty brutal. So I always like to ask that question on the chance that I get one of those.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I like to take a chance to take metal bands and turn them into metal fans. So, have you been to any shows that you thought were going to be lame as hell and ended up being dope as shit?
I don't even remember the last time I went to a show that wasn't we haven't played.
Yeah. That's honestly.
A show that you thought was going to be lame ended up being sick. Is that
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Oh, I went to the Dillinger Escape Plan show once to see the Bled. And the Dillinger Escape Plan blew the Bled away.
Dillinger Escape Plan is amazing. Like,
and I'd never even listened to him before. And I still haven't ever listened to him still. But I like him.
It's getting packed in here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he says.
How are you doing, guys?
Pretty good. All right, so reverse that. Any shows you've been to that you thought were going to be dope that ended up being lame?
Probably,
and if you want to say no comment, that's understandable.
It's yeah. Us, because we suck.
Yeah, we suck.
Last time we saw ourselves play.
The last time we saw ourselves play, it wasn't that good.
Red Cord did suck.
Yeah, the Red Cord really sucks. You'd think they'd be good, but they're not. They're definitely not good.
I got a question for you guys. All right. Most excited to play with any band a tour, who would it be?
After the Burial.
After the Burial, yeah.
And the Red Cord. And the Red Cord.
Yeah.
Red Cord. Red Cord was mine, for sure. I don't know. Whitechapel.
Yeah, Whitechapel was a big one for us.
Oh, yeah. So now we got to move on. We got to pick a new band.
Yeah.
I'm shooting for Lady Gaga.
Yeah, well...
Dude, word, though.
So dope.
So dope.
We want to go on tour with the Black Dahlia Murder really bad. Hopefully.
Well, yeah, that was my next question. A band that you would love to go on tour with.
Black Dahlia Murder. It's Tool.
Black Dahlia Murder.
Deftones.
Deftones.
Paramore. Slipknot.
Paramore.
Linkin Park. Korn. Limp Bizkit. Megadeth.
We were talking about Limp Bizkit on the way up here.
Dude, actually, Megadeth is the show... The show that I went to that I thought was going to be awesome and ended up being lame.
Oh, really?
Because there's, Dave was so hammered that, he would just stand in one place and then, like, rock away from the mic for two lines and then come back and hit his face on it. And, like, I was like, really? This is horrible. Megadeth on the Gigantour.
We do that
2009, I think.
Dude, In Flames sure Megadeth is too.
Yeah.
I'd like to see
going out.
In Flames stole that fucking show, man.
They're way down past the time, dude. That's why Dave's drunk all the time.
Yeah, he's like, fuck it. Whatever.
In Flames is still my top three best shows I've ever seen.
They're incredible.
Yep.
There's a show coming up I want to see so bad. It's Dillinger and Deftones.
And Deftones. Yeah, dude, right there.
We're going to be on tour.
I'm a huge fan of Deftones. Huge fan of Deftones. Their new CD is one of the most... I call it CD 2010's best CD. I mean, I put it up there. It's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know the history and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Band. But I totally agree with you. Dillinger, Escape Plan, and Deftones. It's going to be a pretty badass show.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck everyone who gets to go see it.
All right, so I guess kind of a question that I don't really like to ask because it can have negative connotation, but I feel like I need to ask at every band, especially with your guys's kind of music. Do you find a lot of hate coming from anyone?
Hell yeah!
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like I was talking to some guys at a show just randomly, and they were like, "You got any shows coming up you're super stoked about?" I'm like, "Fucking grin, son!"
Grin,
like,
yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, they're too death for me," and they're hardcore kids, right? And I'm like, "Oh, but like, I mean, they're pretty core though. Like they got some stellar breakdowns." And then you ask the death guys, and they're like, "Oh no, they're too core." And it's like fucking.
We're fucked either way.
It's really easy to hate Chelsea Grin.
Fuck the haters, man.
I mean, yeah.
Because there's a lot of kids who come out to shows to see another band who have the preconceived notion that they do hate us, and then they see us live, and they'll come up and literally say, "I hated you for no reason." I'm sorry, I was such a douchebag.
Like,
they'll come up and say, "I'm a fan now. You guys changed my mind," and that's what we try to get everyone to do. If you hate us, at least come see us once and then make up your mind.
Exactly.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that completely.
Yep. I mean, you can't really argue. I was never into this stuff. I was into the more alternative stuff about 2 years ago, and I just kind of expanded a little bit and started listening to more, and then I, you know, Whitechapel, you guys, Suicide Silence, I just was like, those are some of my favorites now. So it's like...
Well, music, it shouldn't be about hating...
genres.
It shouldn't be a giant war. It should just be, you know, it's our way of, you know, getting out of the shitty lives or the shitty situation or, you know, whatever. It's our way of you know, having a good time and relaxing, and that's all music should be. It's what it is to all of us. It's how we escape
the love of it.
Yeah.
Yep. You know? Well, and that's awesome, because on our podcast and our blog and stuff like that, we really discourage any of the that's not metal talk or anything like that, because we just don't agree with that. We feel like, I mean, metalheads are already somewhat of an outcast to begin with anyway. I don't see why we need to continue dividing up our ranks, you know what I mean?
Outcasting genres.
Metal's having a hard time already. If you look at metal back in the 80s, early 90s, you know, it was huge. Metal was, you know, a main genre of music, and it's just not the case anymore, you know? So, as far as rebuilding the genre of metal, you know, back to where it was, it's not going to happen if kids just can't accept it and just let it be what it is. You know, they always have to find something that they don't like about it rather than something they do.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I hear that there's some, like, brutal East Coast people that have to, like, walk around with, like, mace on their necklace or whatever, because it gets pretty bad over there. Have you guys experienced any of that?
It's the pretty tough out there. Like, everyone out in the East just has a worse attitude.
Really?
You have to have that tough guy attitude.
Yep.
We're not naming names.
The East Coast is fun, though. The shows are always crazy.
The rowdy.
We have better shows out the East Coast 70% of the time. I don't know. It varies. Cali, we have good shows.
Portland's, Oregon in general, is a tough spot for metal. It really sucks, because we get passed up by a lot of tours, because we got a lot of shithead people in this state.
Oh, there's Salt Lake.
Portland. Yeah, Salt Lake gets passed up.
Salt Lake, 90% of tours will pass Salt Lake. Just because, I mean, even this tour, we just went to Salt Lake, and all it was fights, and it just, you hear every band complain, because it's just not fun to go there. It ruins the whole show for the bands, and that's why they don't want to play in that state anymore.
That sucks. It sucks bad.
Alright, so I understand you guys got a new record done.
Yep.
When's that coming out?
Never.
Never? Damn it!
We lost the masters. They are lost in our Gmail.
We lost our one copy.
Someone pushed, like, archive on their iPhone or something, and it's lost in our Gmail.
Are you serious right now?
No.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, we lost our album.
That would have been the coolest thing ever. We had MediaFire links, but I can't find them now. Too cool.
I accidentally deleted GarageBand. That's what we recorded.
Yeah, we recorded on GarageBand. And,
I've done that before.
Still water on my computer, and it's all fried. We lost.
No, it should be coming out spring. We don't have an exact date yet, but June or July.
I'm so looking forward to it. I'm such a mega fan.
Me too, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot better, in our opinions. Every single one of us.
Really? I don't know how you can get that much better than...
Well, do you guys feel like, as a band, you guys have matured and grown more together on this album? Is
that's the whole reason this album is better to us, is because we feel it is leaps and bounds compared to our old one, and that's what we were going for.
I love our old one too. Like, some of the members were in the band, like, he just barely joined when we first came out with the first album.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally got to collaborate as a band on the new one. Like,
New album is this lineup. Has been this lineup, and we've been touring together as this lineup for over a year now, so we've all grown really close.
Yeah. And that's why it makes it exciting as we be fans to hear it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go start warming up.
All right. Actually, I think we can cut it now if the, yeah. If, cool. if that's cool, guys.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, man.
I appreciate it. Yes.
No problem. You guys want to? Well, after the interview.
Our listeners to get a hold of us in a variety of forms. You can head over to alloypodcast.com or puregrainaudio.com/alloy. Leave a comment for us on the website. You can always leave a comment on iTunes. You can email us alloypodcast@yahoo.com. Search for Alloy Podcast on Facebook, or you can find us on Twitter at Alloy Podcast. I like to party. I like to party. I like to party.